Commission is just a pay structure, y'all. If you had a toxic situation, it's because of the leader, not the pay structure. Hello, hairdressers. I'm Sid Charisse.
And I'm David Bosher.
You're listening to Destroy the Hairdresser, the podcast.
A one-on-one coaching company for hairdressers by hairdressers. By now, our listeners know that we recommend that salons go cashless. And with Aura Salonware, you can now accept only the payments you want. Aura Salonware is an integrated point of sale that accepts both card present and card not present payments. That means cards can be kept on file and clients can use Express Pay to get through checkout in seconds.
We also coach salons to go gratuity free, and Aura allows you to hide the gratuity line for those using this method of business. With Aura Salonware, you can future-proof your salon with technology. If you are interested in this type of profit maximization, visit aurasalonware.com/DTH to receive special discounts and promos.
Do you know what your hair color is costing your business? Well, SalonScale does. Discover how SalonScale's cost-saving technology can save your business money. Their mobile app and Bluetooth scale accurately calculate the cost of hair color usage. It records formulas, tracks product usage in real time, helps manage expenses, reduce waste, and boosts profit. We want to give all of our listeners 10% off their first year of SalonScale by visiting salonscale.com/DTH. And for our current students in our one-on-one coaching program, you will receive 25% off all team and solo annual plans. Ask your coach for details to redeem.
David, what would be the harm as a salon owner letting your staff charge whatever they wanted, as much as they want, however high they want?
There wouldn't be any.
Okay, end of episode. Next. What if we just ended it?
That's the whole episode. People are really afraid to allow their staff to set their own prices.
Charge more than them.
That's another thing. To be clear, this method of sky limit pricing, of letting your stylist choose their pricing, does not work unless you use all of our other methods.
I was just about to say that too.
So if you are listening to this and you think, that's a great idea, I'm going to go do that right now, and you don't do any other DTH methods, it will destroy your business.
The podcast is to get to dip your toe into like our concepts, what we think, how we're doing business, a little in-depth into our coaching program. It is not an education platform where you listen and implement.
Right.
I just want to put out that disclaimer.
It's to get you curious,
yes,
and to get you into coaching, where then you can learn how to implement.
Yes. Because I think it's important to really get comfortable with these uncomfortable ideas. It's all of our methods, just the way we think, consciousness in general. And once you're at that place, and that's how it always happens. I've been listening to your podcast for a year, and I finally jumped in it. And that's what we want.
Yeah, the people that have the most success in our program have been following our Instagram and listening to our podcast for over a year.
It's what they're learning isn't new in the sense like they've never heard it before.
Yeah.
They're just now ready to learn the next steps after they've digested the concepts. And I think with sky limit pricing, one we see a lot is there's a lot of salon owners out there afraid to let their team charge more than them. It's all ego. I think that
it's also stupid.
Yeah. I think your team should charge way more than you, because you are not a hairdresser anymore like you were.
Yeah.
And you're not charging like you were. And if you don't want them to charge more than you, then you need to charge more, because you're holding them back.
And I also think the reality is that it's not about, I think it's less about being fearful of them charging more. It's more, well, then the business relies on them.
Honestly, that's a great point. But something I hear too, when we finally like in coaching get down to the root of it and break it all down, it's, I couldn't charge that. Like, the salon owner finally breaks down that, like,
so true.
They would be so scared
when I was their age.
Yeah, I would be so scared to charge it. So they project that onto them of, like, well, you can't do that. And it's like, why not?
And also, that's why commission is so powerful, because when one makes more, everyone makes more.
Mm-hmm.
So to tell your stylist they can't increase their rate or charge more or whatever, as a business owner, you're just harming
yourself.
Yourself.
It blew my mind, definitely growing up in this industry, where everything was set around, like, and we talked about this before, benchmarks that were really centered around retail, selling retail, upsells, things like that. And it always blew my mind when the salon owner was so validated in their, like, you didn't earn this price raise.
They're booked out. The stylist is booked out.
I mean, they're your top stylist, but they missed that marker by like, let's say $100, right? And it was so close. And I have seen salon owners where they just gave it to them. But they were so, like, I know, but they were so rooted in that. And I remember looking at my salinator and I was literally, it was literally dollars away from this retail benchmark. And them looking at me and saying, this quarter you didn't earn a price raise. And me just thinking, like, you're only hurting yourself.
Right.
Like, yeah, I'm hurt. Okay. Like, I'm not going to make
but
more money this quarter.
Me raising my prices makes you
more
money.
And it also makes me happier.
Right.
And I want to stay with you longer because I have growth opportunities. I left.
Surprise.
Because it doesn't make sense. So it's like, if you have a style, and the reality is, I think because we say sky limit, there is no limit, and that is terrifying.
Right.
Especially to my Virgos out there.
Right.
That, like, are just like, no, I need to know. But, and I think when you break that down.
I love when people go, sky limit. So what? I can charge $1,000?
Yeah, if you want to.
If you want
to. But you're not. Let's be real.
If you have the clientele for it.
Yeah. But I think that's the thing. It stops taking the barrier away. Is your staff going to go out and raise their prices, like you said, $1,000? Probably not. They're probably going to do 10, 20, I mean, maybe even max $50, which is great. Everyone's making more money.
If you can get them to do anything.
Honestly.
A lot of people are too afraid to do anything.
And especially when you're putting it in their own hands or you're coaching them to be like, I think it's time for a price raise.
That's the benefit of sky limit pricing, is that it takes it away from the business owner.
Deciding when.
Yeah, making that decision. And it puts it back on the hairdresser, the stylist, to decide for themselves when it's time for them to make more money. And that is, because if you're going to give them a low commission, which you shouldn't be doing, there's a fair commission, right? But if you're going to give them a low commission, and then you're also going to tell them they can't raise their price, your business is going to fail because mm-hmm. people are slowly just going to stop working for you as they keep growing.
Yeah.
It's just inevitable. And for you to sit around and go, I don't know why everyone's leaving. Yeah, they're quietly quitting. Why is everyone leaving? Well, this is why. It's pretty clear. But then, you know, when you give people, when you put that back onto them, which is going to happen anyway if they go work for themselves, they have to decide their pricing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really sad to me when I see stylists leave salons and then they choose their own pricing and it's lower.
Lower than what they were.
I see it all the time.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, you know how many more expenses you have as
yeah.
an individual?
So it's it's beneficial for everyone for so many reasons. One, the stylist makes more money. The salon makes more money. The salon owner can remove their control and their responsibility over
their projections
on the pricing, and it puts it back in the hairdresser's hands, which giving the hairdresser that responsibility allows them to grapple with it and to think about it and to feel the pain. And that way, when they do make the change or they do raise their prices or they do commit to that rate, they are taking full accountability and responsibility,
which feels good.
It's terrifying.
Oh, yeah, but...
But it feels really good.
It feels good because they're in control of their own business within your business. And I think
that's
powerful.
It's like little kids when you're like, what color do you want to paint your room? It's
yeah.
such a big deal to them.
Don't take that away. And I think, you know, why are salon owners deciding prices of their teams based on what? The salon next door?
That's the other thing.
You know what I mean?
So many salons base their prices on... Well, this happens all the time when I talk to people. So, where did you come up with your pricing? I Googled and looked at all the websites of the salons around me, and this seems about average.
Mm-hmm.
So
you want to be average in the crowd.
So you want to be average, right? So this is where it's like, and I think that's where the salon owner gets scared, is when they hire people. Why would hairdressers want to leave a salon to go charge the same average at another salon? Mm-hmm. What's the incentive?
Yeah.
That's why DTH salons have such incentive. We get messages daily. Do you have a DTH salon here? Do you
yeah.
have a DTH salon here? Well, it's funny because we don't have DTH salons anywhere. We have students that have DTH mm-hmm. salons. And of course, we have the salon directory on our website. But the reality is, if I'm a hairdresser and I'm in a small town, or even if I'm a hairdresser and I'm in New York City, it doesn't really matter. People always think small towns have a different...
They don't.
It's all the same. Whether I'm in New York City or some small town, if I'm going to leave where I currently work, I'm not going to go work where it's exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, not only culture-wise, but I'm not going to, if I'm charging $100 here, I'm not going to leave and go, oh, I'll charge $100 here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
So I want to either go out on my own where I can charge mm-hmm. my own rate, or I want to find a salon that says, you can work for us and you can charge whatever you want. That's what I'm looking for.
And you're
as
like,
a stylist.
I don't have to go and work for, you know, be an independent in a suite somewhere that's charging me astronomical amounts.
Like, right. And now a word from our sponsors.
We are proud to introduce you to Hairstory. Hairstory is known for their clean and safe ingredients, but did you know that they have one of the best affiliate programs on the market? You can earn 25% on all sales when your clients use your custom Hairstory link, plus receive money on your purchases made by hairdressers you refer. For clients, they will receive 15% off their first purchase using your link. Need back bar? No problem. As a Hairstory pro, you will unlock generous back bar pricing. Ready to try new wash for free? Visit hairstory.com/DTH to get pro access today.
We have sent the last year working with our amazing partners at CTX to bring you hairdresser healthcare. We at Destroy the Hairdresser, in a groundbreaking collaboration with health industry veterans, are bringing our listeners health plans that cover every professional in the beauty industry. This includes individuals, teams, and families. We are currently in the process of insuring thousands of beauty professionals in all 50 states. Healthcare benefits are now open, and guess what? There's no enrollment deadline. Sign up during any month of the year and gain health benefits quickly. Get your name on the list by visiting destroythehairdresser.com/hairdresserhealthcare.
Something that I want to press on a little bit is that our students in our program, we teach something called a You and Me. Again, like, this is a whole breakdown of how to do a one-on-one. And it's all centered around what the stylist wants and their goals and how you, the leader, can support. There's specific questions to ask. There's consciousness questions, accountability, places for challenges. But it's not centered around what you, the salon owner, want for your business. It's based on what the stylists want for their business within yours, because the more stylists that you have like that growing for themselves, the busier and more profitable your salon is, right? It's a trickle-down effect.
You want your staff to be happy and to be achieving the goals they have, and that ambition will grow, which will naturally, because of commission, it will affect your income as the owner in a positive way.
Yeah, that's how it works.
If you, I have so many people out there that will say, we do that, but we do rental. And we have a rental salon, or we rent out our chairs.
Well, yeah, in rentals, the individual has the opportunity to choose their own pricing. So, of course.
But the problem is, that doesn't benefit the salon owner. So, there's nothing wrong with rental, but the salon owner has put themselves in a position where they can only make money by increasing rent. You can only do that so
many
times.
You're not profiting off of that price point.
So that's what I'm saying. Sky limit pricing is a really great idea, but it's the best idea for commission salons because rental salons, it's already happening.
If it's like gritty. You want to encourage your rental stylist.
If you work for a rental salon and they control your pricing, there's something wrong.
Red light.
Red light. But more than that, commission is done properly, we say this all the time, we probably can't say it enough. When commission is done properly and fairly, it is the best pay structure that we have in our industry. Mm-hmm. It's only when it's done incorrectly and improperly that it causes harm and one person wins and one person loses.
Well, we also say, and I feel like I say this all the time, that's kind of like, it's repetitive, but like, commission is just a pay structure, y'all. If you had a toxic situation, it's because of the leader, not the pay structure. The leader chose that low commission. The leader chose to treat you the way they chose you. The leader chose to have their business run a certain way that was toxic.
But the method, it's almost like you're saying it's not the method that was wrong. Yeah. It was how it was used.
Exactly. So that's the thing. Like, it can be damaging. I want to go back to the You and Me for a second, because I think that's the biggest benefit in how we say like one thing leads to another. Now, you might offer these freedoms. You might have a new stylist that comes in and like you solidify their prices with them, and they know that they can raise their prices. Well, let's say it's been a year and they're getting more, they're increasing their clientele daily. And now you have the opportunity as a leader to say, when you first started working for me, these are the things you told me. And these are the goals that you had set for yourself, and you're not there. And so now you can encourage them to raise their prices and really make them think about like, well, how much do you want to raise? Because you're not putting a limit on them. They're honestly putting a limit on themselves. And so that's what's so funny to me when we say, give these freedoms, give sky limit, because instantly everyone goes to the extreme of $1,000 an hour. My haircuts are going to be $7,500. Yeah, these are huge amounts. But that has never happened, because we have been taught as hairdressers.
It also won't happen because
It's because we have like, so much trauma in this industry that we are so low and less than that, honest to God, it is going to be so minimal. But the idea is we've removed the blockage and the barricade to do it.
Why?
And that's what we want.
Why don't we trust humans to just like make their own choices? I get that you have to have rules, expectations, boundaries, but there are areas where freedom
can
is
be beneficial
and can, and it's almost like when we say give them freedom, what Solana is here is they can just do whatever they want. It's like, no, it's about, then you talk about it, you work together. Like, it's almost like freedom means that the Solana
you're
has no control.
Setting a boundary as a business owner. You're not setting a blockage. A boundary is just saying this is how my business runs. The stylist
Let's play boundary or blockage.
The stylist has the opportunity to be free within those boundaries, right? Like make their own decisions, run their own business, have accountability, right? If those are not met, if that freedom is abused, which can happen as well, there are consequences to that. And I think that's the part that the salon owner is forgetting is that in your business, it's your business. And if something isn't working or someone is abusing the freedoms that you've allowed, you need to let them go. And that's the missing link right there that people forget is like, you still have the power as a leader to remove these people from your business if it's not working.
I see this happen a lot where I realize that people are not afraid of giving all of their team freedom. They're usually afraid of one or two people.
Yeah.
And then what they're afraid of is realizing that they're a bad employee.
Mm-hmm.
Because they
have to fire them.
Right. Because if they give them freedom, they know they won't step up.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, well, they don't even do this. So how am I going to give them freedom? The reason you don't want to give them freedom is because you're going to quickly realize this is not the right team member for your business. And that is scarier than finding out that freedom works.
Yeah.
So that's it. Sky limit pricing. Freedom. It works.
Next time on Destroy the Hairdresser, the podcast. I mean, at minimum, without any reason necessary, you should be raising every year.
At minimum.
At minimum.